This is HPR episode 2041 entitled, Router Antennas More Equals Better. It is hosted by first-time host Lyle Lastinger and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, a ham operator's view on router antennas.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ken. We've got some excellent news for you before today's show. We've been nominated for the People's Choice Podcast Award. And that's a ongoing thing by the community to recognize shows doing good podcasts. And we have been shortlisted in the technology section. Some other people, congratulations to the Bugcast as well, who've also been nominated. If you want to vote for us and any other shows that you enjoy, go over to podcastaward.com. That's podcastaward.com. Scroll down to the end and you'll find us in the technology section. We're listed there as first. And one interesting thing is you can vote every single day for the next 2 weeks. So you will have me reminding you of this. Please do so because it's really, really good exposure for HPR. And hopefully we'll get more listeners, we'll be able to spread the word, and with more listeners we'll get more contributors, and with more contributors the schedule will fill up and you'll have to listen to me a lot less. So please go ahead and do that. And the reason for the daily voting is, and I'm reading from the website, daily voting for a 2 week period is designed to show engagement and to allow shows of all sizes to compete for a podcast award. Through listener engagement, the true power of a podcast audience ultimately determines the annual winners. So, folks, even if you have never contributed a show to HPR, this is something that we really appreciate that you could do. Nip over there. It'll take about 2 minutes of your time. Do it every single day. No scripts, please, though. Do it every day. And thank you very much for doing that. Tune in for today's show. Goodbye.
Okay, you guys shame me into submitting a podcast. Listen, and been with Linux about a year now and having a lot of fun, learning a lot of stuff. I wanted to put something, but I kind of wanted to something maybe people would get something out of. I thought, well, I don't really know a whole lot about Linux. Listen to a lot of podcasts. I had a problem with my router here at my house, about probably 30 devices, tablets, everything, and the router just old Netgear, and it was dual band, but it just wasn't quite cutting it. I sent a question in to another show, the Mini PC show, Door to Door Geek, and when he was answering, he said, more antennas is better. And I said, really? I've been a ham radio operator for 40 years. Nor antennas doesn't necessarily make it better. Depends on how they work. I said, well, I'm going to research a little bit. I'll do a podcast and kind of let people know that, you know, more antennas really am better. Well, I found out something. More antennas could be better. Turns out that if it's configured right and it can adjust the antennas electrically inside, it can actually enhance the signal and get rid of unwanted ones and kind of beam the signal. I'll explain it further here and with the rest of this podcast. I'm trying to piece it together. This is my first one. Hope somebody gets a little bit out of it. But bottom line is, yes, I think it could work. Just as a ham radio operator, I can tell you the more open and clear you can put your router in, if you stuff it in a bookcase or in the corner somewhere, you know, it's not going to perform as well. You want it as open and the clear as you can get it. And preferably, you know, this sounds kind of stupid, but some people don't get it. You want to kind of center it in a geographically because it's going to cover so many feet. Well, here it goes. Thanks. Listening to a podcast, I heard a particular podcaster say, this router has got to be better. It has more antennas. Well, more antennas isn't necessarily better. The way that I believe it works, we've all seen semi-trucks on the road where they'll have two antennas on the cab, one whip on one mirror and one whip on the other mirror. What those antennas do is kind of beam the signal forward and backwards. The spacing and the feed line all plays together to give signal more in one direction than another. If you think of a light bulb as an antenna, a regular incandescent light bulb will just shine light all over everywhere, 360 degrees around. If you could put a mirror behind it, then it shines light and reflects in one direction. So you essentially doubled the intensity of the light by putting no light behind it. Having more antennas gets the signal to be shaped, instead of as a sphere, more like a football type pattern. Staying with our semi-truck analogy, I said the spacing and the feed line work together to make the signal for the CBR go backwards and forwards, because instead of right to left, because he's usually on an interstate and he wants to talk to the trucks in front of him and behind him. So he wants to send all the signal forward and backwards. The electrical distance, the speed that the radio waves travel through the coax from one antenna to the other, and that distance is what determines the pattern that the signals will go. You can't really, the truck driver can't, he's not going to, you know, change the, he can't, the mirrors on the truck are so far apart, so all he can really change is the feed line coax. Well, for a truck driver, it's just up and down is all he wants, north and south on the interstate, say. But if you're a ham radio operator and say you wanted to talk east and west instead of north and south, by putting in different feed lines with different lengths of coax, you could change the signal to go instead of north and south, east and west, just by changing the coax. The router's sort of working like this. The interesting thing about this is it starts out listening maybe on all the antennas, and it kind of figures out where this particular device is coming from. So it turns the antennas on and off, changes the pattern. So it really can directionally go, so we're going to enhance this signal by turning these on, these off, or changing how it switches the transmit and the receive. It's called beamforming. It's pretty interesting. Will this really increase the range of your router? It may be marginally. I don't know. Everything would have to be tested, you know, and it's kind of hard to test things because everything's influenced by something else. The thing where it really could shine is not necessarily to increase, but it could decrease the unwanted signals. It could help to separate signals on the same frequencies. So it seems like to me that it would help to have a lot of devices, smart TVs, whatever, tablets, all trying to talk to the router at one time. Of course, this is assuming they're coming from different directions. It wouldn't help if the TV and the laptop were right next to each other in relation to the router. So in theory, if all those antennas receive slightly different signals, and the computer inside the router could decide which direction the signal was coming strongest from, it could reconfigure how it sends signals and receives signals from all the different antennas to beam the signal in one direction. So it could work. I hope people got something from this. If anybody wants me, I know a little more detail than I gave here for sure. You can email me at lylestinger@gmail.com. It'll hopefully be on the webpage.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.